Hello, listeners. I'm Derek Quackenbush, and this is Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success. Welcome to our series on getting into America's top universities, and this episode, Preparing from Childhood. We're joined again by Suzanne Condon, the founder of Coast to Coast College Counseling and an expert on the college admissions process. So, Suzanne, you know, this has certainly come up before in our earlier episodes, but I think it's because it's so important, we wanted to call it out as its own episode, this notion of preparing from childhood, starting this process early. You know, what should parents do? And realistically, how early should they start this process?
I think the process starts really early. And to me, the most important thing is teaching independence in your children. In the beginning, in elementary school, when students are bringing home homework, if they're capable of doing it on their own, I think it's really important that you let them do it on their own and that you don't get involved and that you don't check their work and that they get to suffer the consequences of their own efforts. I think that really helps them grow as a student, and they develop good study habits that way by creating their own independence. I find as students get older, the biggest factor that impacts their ability to study is social media. When I work with high school students, I always ask them, how many hours a night do you spend studying? And then I quickly say, I want you to remove all the time that you spend on your computer, on your phone, FaceTime, texting, looking up, you know, Instagram. And it's interesting. They take a breath and then step back, and they were about ready to say, you know, 3 or 4 hours. But when they have to eliminate those things, it comes down to maybe an hour and a half. So what I usually do is I challenge them. I say, why don't you take 3 weeks and do an experiment and see what happens with your grades? Find a time every night that you're going to do your homework. You know, if it's after dinner, 7 to 9. Take an hour out of that time, give your parents your computer and give them your phone, and do nothing but focused work. I oftentimes say, get out of your bedroom because there's so many distractions in your bedroom. Find a quiet place in the house, maybe the dining room or the kitchen table, where there's a little bit of accountability if your parents walking by and they can see whether or not you're focused. And typically kids come back to me and tell me, oh my God, I can't believe how much more work and how much more productive I was. And kids even tell me that their grades do go up. Early on, I think the most important things are developing a good foundation in math and reading skills. Those are going to be the things that really help students later on in the standardized testing. Oftentimes, the math is one in which students can learn or be tutored or taught. But the critical reading and the writing skills, those are skills that are developed over time. So I encourage all my students to read as much as possible. And I don't even care what it is they're reading. If there's publications they like or magazines they like, just read and look up words that you don't know the meaning of, and look at the way books are written, look at the grammar and the punctuation, and all those things will help them later on when they're taking standardized tests or when they're in an English class. I think the most important class in high school is your English class, and that's the one I always encourage students to try to push themselves to take the most rigorous class, because I think that skill is one that will serve you well no matter what your career or your future holds.
You know, it came up in an earlier episode. You mentioned that, you know, particularly obviously for foreign students, English skills are important. How do universities test the English skills of international applicants?
Well, there are specific tests. There's the TOEFL and different tests that international students will have to take. So I do feel that that's one of the most important things international students can do is get a strong grasp of the English language. That and getting professional help outside and like an independent consultant. Those are probably the two most important things for international students.
Well, great. Well, you know, Suzanne, thank you for sharing this insights on preparing from childhood. Listeners, you can learn more about this episode or Suzanne and her work on our resource page at podcastsofamerica.com/universities. Please stay tuned for the last episode in this series, where we will summarize some of the key learnings and wrap up with some final thoughts. Until next time, this is Derek Quackenbush for Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success.